know, once you start to think fractally and holographically and in wholeness and not partiality, then a lot of people drop out of your world. They drop out of your life because you really just can't talk to them anymore. They're in partial mind. They're in piecemeal knowledge, and that piecemeal knowledge is pretty much confusion. You know, a lot of people, how do I say this? I want to make sure I say it right. You know, a lot of people, they see gematria and they think they got the whole pie, or they see mathematics, they think that they got the whole pie through math, or they see music and they think they got the whole pie through music, or they see medical and they think they got the whole pie through medical, and they just have a slice of the pie. Jesus is the Word. His Word is forever settled in heaven. There's your pie. There's your whole pie. That's not piecemeal. That's whole pie. And so God's Word was compiled in 66 books. And the words that you speak out of your mouth, you don't communicate with somebody face to face in a code. Now, there's people that know code that can understand. You don't communicate with somebody, hey, I'm going to the store, with math or with music or with sound or with phonics. You speak words. There's a reason you speak words. When John the Revelator went up into heaven, he spoke words, and the angels and the elders understood him. They understood him because he spoke words that they understood. Now, the words are multi-level. There's two meanings. There's the vulgar, the natural, and there's the spiritual. Behind every word is a vulgar and a spiritual. Behind every math equation is a vulgar and a spiritual. Behind every object, sound, phonics, there's a natural, vulgar, and a spiritual. Now, to be able to see it, God has to reveal it to you. I don't think anybody can see it in their own effort, because it's so deep. I just don't think it's possible. God has to reveal it to you. But I'm gonna tell you right now, when you see the whole pie, the holographic truth that's written everywhere at all times, and you realize there's no such thing as time. Time is just a birthing system, a repeat cycle. You're already a time traveler. You are already a time traveler. People want to go back in time. Why? You want to get out of time. You don't want to repeat time. You want to escape time into eternity. Because if you're in eternity, you know all things. And time is just, it's the same stuff over and over. Don't you get tired of that? What would be the purpose of going back in time? Or going forward in time? It's the same stuff over and over. Every day's the same. They're just different faces, but same situations. If you watch enough movies, the people who are like stuck in time, they get killed and they wake back up and they don't ever die. They're ready to escape after about 1,000 years. They're ready to get out of time. Probably 100 years. But anyway, everything repeats. There's nothing new. so the people around you who don't see the whole but just live in the piecemeal, they're usually selfish and they're usually short-sighted, and it's hard to deal with them. You can't really deal with those kind of people anymore. It's a waste of time. Actually, if you try to talk to them, you feel like you're going backwards, you know? You don't want to go backwards. You want to go forward. You want to grow. You don't want to lose any ground. You want to be growing. You don't want to lose ground. You want to grow. And those kind of people, they don't grow. They can only pull you down. The ones that never grow, they just pull you down. They're like a burden. You can reach your arm out, help them as much as you can, but usually they just keep taking and taking and taking and taking and taking and taking and taking. More, they never want to give, they just want to take. There's nothing in their mind about giving. It's all about taking. They can't even think that way. Their mind is so corrupt. If you say something about, why don't you give somebody that? Why am I going to give them? I ain't giving nobody my stuff. You're not using it. It's been sitting in the corner for 3 years. You're not using it. I ain't giving nobody nothing. They're selfish. They're short-sighted. They don't even understand that the resources are unlimited. You can go out your back door and cut down a tree and make a table or a chair. It's unlimited, people. They are really selfish people. Won't you do a blog and give out some truth? I ain't doing no blog. I ain't got nothing to say. Yeah, you do. Everybody does. If the good men do nothing, the wicked men take over. If the good women do nothing, the wicked women take over. Should be interesting.